That Living Light is very effective in it's your giving. It's your giving that that building was built. And through that, hundreds and hundreds of girls have been rescued. Amen? And you've got to thank God because of who you are and all your prayer as this church. This church is such an amazing church. It's a church that that is practical about everything the Word of God is talking about. Amen? Amen? Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Amen. During the week, you have feeding programs up on the top there. Praise the name of Jesus. I was there on Wednesday. Most of the people I saw there, I've never seen before. Praise the name of Jesus. That we can open our doors to whoever, whenever. That when they're hungry, it's available for them. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This morning, I've been praying to God, and then I say, Lord, you know, what shall I talk about this morning? What shall I speak on? Hallelujah. And I thank God that in the last minute, He gave me two messages. He gave me two messages. I said, God, you can't give me two messages at once. What can I do? Preach both messages at once? But God is amazing. When I stood up here and they said, yeah, preach this one. Amen? I'm going to talk about faith this morning. I'm going to talk about the type of faith that we do have. There's incidents in the Bible that even Jesus mentions. Oh, you people without faith. The incident of when Jesus was traveling with the, when the disciples was traveling on the lake and there came a big wind and all of a sudden they were afraid, but Jesus came walking on the water. But another incident, Jesus was asleep and they woke Jesus up. What was Jesus saying to them? Oh, you people of little faith. So today, I'm going to speak about faith. You've heard a lot about people talking about faith is a currency of heaven. I believe that too. That without faith, you can never please God. Amen. Amen. I'll talk about a faith in the Bible today, about a story of a woman that has been 12 years suffering. You know about that story. Each one of us know about that story. You see, this 12 years, this woman had been inundated with this problem that she went to every whatever, doctors, witch doctors, you name it. Nothing could solve her problem. Amen. I'm talking about this faith because even Jesus is saying to us, you of little faith. Then what is Jesus saying to us? This is what Jesus is saying. Rise up in your faith. Come on, have faith. Have faith, please. You see, when Jesus was there, he commanded the wind to stop. He was showing his disciples, this is what you can do. Oh, you of little faith. I pray that after the message today, you will rise up from where you are to moving mountains, to stopping the winds. Amen. Oh, you of little faith. The Bible says like this, you can never, never please God without faith. Woo! Then what do we have to do to please God? We must have faith. The Bible talks about each one of us, we have faith. Yes, is that good enough? Yes, that's good for you to believe in God. To get your salvation, but where is it from there when you are facing challenges every day? Amen. The question I always ask myself, Because for a long time, me going into my closet was the thing that I met there. I'll tell you of a story. It's a story that was the thing that bound my life for a long time. Because whenever I got into my closet, my past was there. My past that I couldn't deal with. The past that was, I've got God in my hand, but I have this sea here that is holding on to me that I was ashamed to talk about. That I was ashamed to even say to anybody. But this particular one was because I was young. I never knew what happened to me until the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. You see, most of us are walking with this kind of bones in their closet. Hallelujah. I was in Bible college in 1991 when we had our psychology class. Our lecturer got up, we were in worship, and he said like this, "Today the Holy Spirit spoke to me about some issues in your life that you need to deal with. We are going to worship God today because I know the Holy Spirit spoke to me that He's going to start to speak to some of you." You see, when I first got married to my missus, for the first few years was a struggle for me. Anything that she would spite me with, I would never, it was hard for me to forgive her. And I don't know why I was like that. I did not know why. But this day, I was praying to God, "Lord, why am I like this? That even anybody would do anything to me, all of a sudden I am angered to the max, like I want to kill somebody. Why is this happening to me? I don't know why." But an incident happened to me because the Holy Spirit took me to when I was 8 years old. You see, this is the power of God, ladies and gentlemen. When I was 8 years old, I was abused. Physically, not sexually, physically. But I was abused by being beaten up. And I was bleeding from my head to the, you know, those coconut things that people use for grooming, the fresh ones, the freshly done ones. I was smacked by this thing that I bled all over. And the Holy Spirit took me to what I mumbled inside me. This was what I mumbled inside me. "I will never forgive you. I will kill you when I grow big." You see, those were the words that I spoke when I was 8 years old. Then I grew up. I grew up angered. I didn't know as I grew up, as I became a teenager, I was wild. And I've forgotten about all those things. I've forgotten about what I mumbled. Until that day when the Holy Spirit came and I said, "Lord, I've had enough of being angry. I've had enough of this anger that has ruled my life." And I raised my hands and I felt a hand come right through my head and plucked something out of my chest that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, most of us are running around with situations like that. That you are in a place of hopelessness that you don't even know why you are doing that. You see, with all that, it drove me to alcohol. It drove me to these things without me understanding the root of it. Amen. But I had faith in God. I said to the Lord, Lord, I've had enough of this. The Holy Spirit took it out from me that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now faith comes by hearing. Amen. By hearing the what? The Word of God. Apart from the Word of God, nothing. Faith will come to you as you start to hear the Word of God. You see, me, a lot of times, by myself in my closet, I read the Bible loudly so that I can read it to myself. Amen. Amen. Okay, this is where I'm going. I'm going to the type of faith that this particular woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years of hopelessness, she had come maybe the first year, maybe the second year, she went from doctor to doctor. There were still doctors around that she could go to. I believe she finished every doctor. She finished every witch doctor. Then she's there hoping that one day something would happen. But according to the law of Moses, when you have that kind of issue, you are ousted out from the public. You're ousted out from mingling with the normal people. So all her life for 12 years, she had faced rejection by her own family because of the issue. All her life she had been facing. Maybe she had children. Loneliness. All her life she had been facing all that. But one day in the midst of going through this situation, she heard about Jesus. She heard about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that is pleased when we have faith. Hallelujah. She heard that Jesus was going to pass by. The Bible says this, even before she started rehearsing in her heart, she rehearsed in her heart that if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. You see, whilst rehearsing, did that thing go yet? No. Whatever situation you're facing right now, it might be very gravely the way it sounds because of a report that might have come to you from the professionals and say to you, you have 5 days to leave. You have 20 days to leave. There is no report that is greater than the blood of Jesus. There is no report on this earth that is greater than the blood of Jesus. You see, this week, Joy said to me, there's this lady that is from Interstate that she's been ringing us, pestering us. Was she pestering us? That she wants to speak to someone full of the Holy Spirit. She's going through an issue. So she sent me the thing, and I there's a lot, my phone is funny sometimes. I received some messages. But this time she told me, and I said, give me the number, I'll ring her. This lady was ringing from somewhere else. She said to me, I'm interstate, I'm in a place where it's remote, but put your phone down and I will actually ring you from where I am. So she rang me. And they said, listen, I said, how did you get my number? How did you know about me? How did she get this number here? On the YouTube. On the internet. She got the number on the internet. And then she said, I have to speak to someone who is full of the Holy Ghost. I said, praise the Lord. You are talking to the right person. Woo! She said to me, it's been 4 years I've been in this community. I've been trying to reach out to these people, but there's something wrong with my life. I don't know. I'm just here, but I can't do it. It was, I cannot. Someone prophesied to me and said, there's a warlock against my life. She carried on and carried on and carried on. I said, listen, lady, I don't care whether it's warlock or whatnot or wah-wah-wah-wah. I said, there is nothing as powerful as the blood of Jesus. She shut her mouth and she listened. And I said to her, listen, I'm going to prophesy over you. I'm going to say to you right now, you rise up from where you are. Because you're a child of the living God. Because you were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He emptied heaven for you. So why are you being like this in a place? Stand up. He stood up for you. Hallelujah. After the phone calls, you said, oh, praise the Lord. Can you pray for a job? I'll pray for a job for you too. You see, this particular woman had reached a place where she was after 4 years. Her faith has depleted. Faith in who he believed in 4 years prior. But I'll help you with the power of the Holy Ghost in me. I'll tell you right now that you rise up from where you are. Hallelujah. Come on, quit doing that. Quit lying down. There's a lecturer in Bible college who used to say like this, when you drop, please stand up as fast as you can. Otherwise, your roots will grow. The roots of self-pity. The roots of whatnot, whatnot. While it's still trying to grow, stand up. Hallelujah, I'm saying to you today that this lady, even before she was healed, she was rehearsing. Faith started to build up as she was saying, before I'm going to touch the hem of his garment and I'm going to be healed, I'll touch. Faith was building up as she was starting to speak. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Speak to your situation right now. Speak to it right now. Oh, cancer, right now, my God is greater than you. What report am I going to believe today? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, which says that by his stripes I am healed. Woo! Praise the name of Jesus. This lady started speaking. She started speaking. Even way before Jesus started coming through, he said, I'm going to whatever. Even though I have been displaced, even though the law says I cannot mingle, but today I will mingle. I will go in. I will get whatever I need to get today. That's the kind of faith God wants from you. No matter what, go for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She rehearsed, and all of a sudden, faith was building up in her because she was hearing her own voice. She was saying to herself, what are you hearing? Huh? What are you hearing besides what you're going through? What are you hearing? The Bible says like this, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the what? The word of God. this lady started to rehearse 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53 verse 5. By his stripes I am going to be healed. By his stripes I am going to be healed. Even though literally this was what she was saying. This was what she was saying. I'll touch the hem of his garment and I will be healed. In other words, I'm going to touch the King of Kings and I'm going to be healed. I'm going to touch his wounds today and I'm going to be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now the faith that I'm talking about is this. It's the faith that turns heaven around. You're not hearing me. Come on. You see, Jesus was on his way to go and heal. But on his way, power was drained out of him. See, your faith will always touch God. What are you believing on today? Are you believing in a house? Are you believing in a car? Are you believing God in your healing right now that you think, even though what the report is coming through? Where is your faith? Hallelujah. I pray that it is still in God, but a faith that is like the faith of this lady. Even before she set sight on Jesus, she was speaking the word of God. Before, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment and I will be healed. Right in the midst of the walk, you see, the Bible says she crawled. If this was the pace of walking, just imagine how fast she would be crawling to get to that particular. Where Jesus was. The Bible says it was crowded. You see, when Jesus turned back, when this lady touched him, Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched me?" You see, he's God. He knows exactly who touched him. But he wanted to ask those people because he wanted to let those people know that that kind of faith turns Jesus. Are you hearing me? Yeah. That kind of faith that this woman has right there and then, because without faith you can never please God. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. She was in operation in faith. She moved from that faith that each one God has given to us to a level where it turns Jesus around. Amen. What are you going through right now? Sorry. What are you going through right now? Yes, I'm praying, Lord, I'm praying. I'm waiting for that answer. Yes, 12 years. But that day was the day of our salvation. Sometimes because it's long, it's too much pain, faith starts to deplete. Pain starts to get more. The bleeding started to get worse. The Bible says in a situation, it went from worse to worse to worse to worse. It wasn't getting better. So when it starts to get worse in your life, from what it was yesterday, is your faith going to remain the same? With what our five senses would tell us, the way we see things, the way we hear things, the way we touch and we feel things, it will tell you this. You're getting worse. That's what it'll tell you. But faith is the one that you got to climb on. It's like a vehicle, and you got to ride on it. And you got to flow with that flow, because that faith only heads one place. It heads up to heaven, to God. Amen. Woo! It's hot up here. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith. Even if you have a faith of a mustard seed, you say to this mountain, be removed, it'll be removed. We walk by faith and not by sight. One of your senses, one of your five things about your flesh. But I'm saying here today, what are you going through that you got to step up your faith to? If you're sick today, if you're sick, if you're saying, Lord, I've been sick for a long time. Nobody knows about it, only me. I'm scared to go to the doctors because they might tell me I've got something big. I've been praying, Lord, but you're going to leave your chair and you're going to come up here, you're going to get healed. Amen. There's enough faith right now to heal you, to deliver you. Amen. The Bible says like this, that without faith, we can never please God. It's impossible to please God without faith. That's found in Hebrews 11, verse 6. And the Bible also says in James 5, verse 15, if one of you is sick, then call upon the elders and we'll lay hands on you. And the prayer of faith will heal you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is amazing. You know, when he speaks in parables, when he speaks, he says, do not worry about anything, guys. Look at those birds out there. Do they worry about where their food comes from? Nah, I feed them. Then what about you? If I can feed them, you know, talking literally, if I can look after their need, then what about you? The Bible says that we pray amiss all the time because we do not ask the right things. So today, we're going to have a faith of that lady. That even before I get healed, or even before I'm praying for something, right, I'm going to rehearse it. I'm going to say to myself, I'm getting it because my God says that I get it. If I ask, he will give it to me. Amen? Yes. I'm going to get healed today. Because the Bible says that if I ask, he will give it to me. And his word is clear to me because his word says that by his stripes I'm healed. And I will stand on his word today. That's you rehearsing your faith with yourself. You're just talking to them, yeah, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to rise up. This thing is not going to bother me. I'm going to stand up and do this. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Amen? It's not about people talking after you. It's about hearing the word of God. Amen? So if you're sick, I'm going to stop there. If you're sick, I want you to leave where you are and come up right now. We're going to pray a prayer of faith right now. Whatever situation you're going through, a bung knee that has been bothering you for a long time. Yeah, okay, I'll just handle this. It's okay. It's the growing old. That's what happens. No, but God wants you to be healed. Amen. Why don't we all stand? I'll get the musicians. The Bible says that when she touched the hem of his garment, immediately the issue stopped. Immediately. That's a touch that turned Jesus around. Who touched me? Jesus wants us to have that kind of faith, the faith that turns Jesus around. Amen. So if you have a report that's been said to you, today is your last day, you better come running. Amen. Amen.